prayer before the devotional this evening. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. For those of you with your Bibles this evening, if you would please open up to the letter of St. Paul to the Church of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. And he who shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the living Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. This evening, I know we are in the season of the Holy Resurrection, and we have been reading, especially in these past few Sunday Gospel readings, we have been seeing the encounter of Christ with the apostles, and the apostles being able to witness the presence of the risen Lord. And as I thought about this theme of the resurrection, one word that continually pops into my head still is the word sacrifice. And the reason for that is, despite all of the great news that we give, greeting one another with Christ is risen, indeed he is risen, knowing and being fully aware of Christ's resurrection, I think one thing that we often forget is what this means really in terms of our own lives. And yes, of course, Christ has defeated death. And yes, of course, Christ has given us hope for eternal life. But there is something more that I feel like each and every one of us is called to do in our own spiritual life. And especially for each and every one of us to be able to understand and to comprehend this theme of sacrifice. The theme of sacrifice is a familiar one to all of us, much like it was actually familiar to the people of the Old Testament. If you read throughout the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, you will see many, many sacrificial offerings, especially of animals, that were used to reconcile people with God and pardon them for their offenses or their sins. But when we look to the New Testament, we see the shedding of the blood by the great Lamb, that is, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who suffered in the flesh, died, and rose again as the fulfillment of all sacrifices. We see no further need for animal sacrifices or for anything to be sacrificed, in fact, for that matter, because Christ is the sacrifice that is complete once and for all. And in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul uses a similar language when discussing this theme. It is clear that through the ultimate sacrifice of Christ, that when we worship, we no longer have to require the sacrifice of animals. Rather, It requires the sacrifice of our own life. As St. Paul reminds us, if we are to be one with Christ, we must be willing to offer everything about us to the one who created us and sustains us. Again, I repeat, if we are to be one with Christ, we must be willing to offer our lives and everything of us to the one who created us and sustains us. Paul reminds us that as a worshiping community, we ought to offer ourselves similar to the way Christ offered himself for us. And I specifically wanted to bring our attention to Romans 12, verses 1 through 2, and just briefly touch upon two points. One, worshiping God with our bodies, and worshiping God with a renewed mind. The first point, worshiping God with our bodies. St. Paul says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. I know for many people today, when we think about our body, especially in times of worship or in times of prayer, I know there's so many times where our body feels so weak. We feel so tired. We may feel apathetic. We have no energy to move forward. We have no energy to pray. But Paul reminds us that prayer and worship involves not only our soul, but it not only involves our mind, but it also involves our body. For a Christian, every prayer and every act of worship involves the body, the soul, and the mind. We must look into our own lives and see what it is that we're doing to uphold the spirit of this body in our daily lives. I know each and every person that is on this line here this evening is, I assume, a baptized member of the church. And each of us were chrismated with the Holy Chrism. And therefore, we have been dedicated as temples of the Holy Spirit. In the life of the church, there are only two occasions where we use the Holy Chrism. One is the baptism and the chrismation on that day when each of us were baptized. And secondly, on the occasion of the consecration of churches. And when we think about the relevance between these two great events that happen in our lives, one being the consecration of churches, that is setting apart a building or a temple for God, and when we think about baptism and our holy chrismation, when we are being set apart as a body or as a temple of the Holy Spirit, both of these go hand in hand. And I think it's a good reminder for us that when St. Paul speaks in his letter to the Church of Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, he says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." I think as Christians, I think we often forget this concept in our daily lives. I know even for me myself, being a priest and being a clergy of the church, constantly reminding myself that the Spirit is within me and that I have received it from God and that I am not my own, but that this body belongs to God, the one who created me. Being conscious of that daily, I think, will go a long way for us in our daily life, because then our prayers will not be centered simply around selfish desires or having to have our requests be met by God, but rather being mindful that we are temples of the Holy Spirit and that everything that we say, everything that we do, will be a reflection of the Spirit that is within us. The Holy Spirit lives in us, enables us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Spirit that we have received through the sacrament of holy baptism works in all of us to bring unity to the body of believers. So again, this concept of worshiping God with our bodies. I want us to challenge ourselves. I know even though it's the season of resurrection right now, we don't do any prostrations, but following the 50 days, and especially as we prepare for the day of Pentecost that is coming soon, we begin the service of Pentecost with the service of kneeling. And following that, we begin and continue our habit or our prayers through prostrations. And I hope that we will begin to make that a daily habit following this season and begin to involve our body, our mind, and our soul in worship. And again, in the Holy Qurban of the Minds, let us lift up our hearts, our minds, our souls, and intellects up above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father. That is the worship, and that is the experience that we are trying to attain. And in order to do that, we have to make that effort of involving a body, soul, and mind. The second very quick point that I wanted to make was worshiping God with a renewed mind. I think one thing that we have to kind of come to understand is that people who live in this world, in a sense, belong to it. And a lot of times I think about each and every one. We're thinking more about our next meal more than God himself. Or we're thinking about more about our own self-gain rather than thinking about serving others. And when St. Paul used the word transform in this scripture passage from Romans chapter 12, he describes how believers are changed into the likeness of Christ. See, we need a renewal of mind, which means there should be positive and qualitative changes in our Christian conduct. This change should be directly reflected even in our relationship to other people. St. Paul reminds us and describes the relationship between the church and its members and the type of relationship that we should have with the people of society. And essentially, that entails love. All the instructions which St. Paul gives us arise out of the command to love. It is important that Christians, that we should understand clearly the meaning of this word as St. Paul used it. It does not simply mean to tell Christians to show love. It means that we have to display it and practice it and live it in our daily lives. The real problem is that we find it very difficult to know how much our actions are being governed by selfishness and how much by love for others. And I know it's very difficult that in our human weakness, we tend to fall and we make mistakes. But our love for others should be like God's love for us. And that two words that should always be kept in our mind is unconditional and sacrificial. This type of love, when it overflows in our hearts, it leads us to such things as providing hospitality, associating with the lowly, and loving our community. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this evening, the message that I have is rather simple, of mainly worshiping God with our bodies, our souls, and our minds, and also at the same time, worshiping God with a renewed mind, of not being, even though we live in this world, not being simply of this world. As a worshiping community, we must offer ourselves as living sacrifices. Our body and mind should surrender to the risen Lord for transformation. Only when we are willing to submit to the will of God will this idea of transformation actually take place in us. Let us remind ourselves of these things and seek to be imitators of Christ, offering ourselves as a living sacrifice in a world that is greatly in need of transformation. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.